For generations, the student union bar has been a familiar part of university life in the UK. It has offered students reasonably priced drinks and food, and a place to unwind with classmates after lectures. But now, some of these spaces are much quieter than they used to be. At the University of Westminster, one student union bar has been closed indefinitely after years of regular use. So, what is keeping students away? One major reason is the cost of living. London remains the most expensive city in the UK, and students are often living on tight budgets. According to the NatWest Student Living Index, half of students say they are spending less on nights out to manage their finances. It also found that alcohol is one of the biggest areas of spending regret for students. But it's not just about the money. London universities are becoming increasingly international, and for some students, drinking is just not an option for socialising.
I don't drink, and I'm a Muslim. I don't really go to the pub or bars.
24-year-old Asma Sharif is an international student at the University of Westminster. Instead of spending evenings in bars, she prefers exploring the city with friends.
I do like going to the park a lot because we have Hyde Park right next to us. We used to do a lot of like bike rides, especially in the summer. We would kind of take bikes and go around London and Baker Street up to Oxford Street, go to Shisha Cafe sometimes. So that's kind of equivalent of like nightlife, I guess.
At Westminster, students come from more than 160 countries. As London's campuses become increasingly diverse, students are often choosing social spaces that work for everyone.
Because I have friends from everywhere in uni, so I think they would be more than happy to be considerate or go somewhere else that doesn't have alcohol or, say, a restaurant that serves halal meat, something like that is more accommodating. It's interesting to kind of figure out where should we go next that kind of meets other requirements. And it also makes them think differently and they kind of are more inclusive about it.
This trend is triggering a financial crisis for student unions across the capital. Now at University College London, one of the capital's biggest student unions, the pressure is clear. Three out of its four main student bars here are running at a financial deficit. Eda Ildrim Kaya is the Equity and Inclusion Officer at the Students' Union UCL. She's sitting at the very epicenter of this cultural shift caught between rising supplier costs and a commitment to paying student staff.
If they increase the prices, we have to increase them. And we are also London living wage payers for our bar staff, for our students. So it's always between choosing the ethical way of doing business or just the other way, and we always pick the ethical way.
To survive, student unions are trying to adapt and looking beyond alcohol.
For example, Phineas has an alcohol-free night on Mondays where we provide like game nights and students can come and like enjoy ramen. We stopped kind of thinking about them as income generators and more like platforms from student experience. Because of the lack of third spaces, right now we're trying to turn our bars, at least the ones that are losing money at the moment, into activity spaces, trying to give students that student experience.
For many students, the future of campus social life may look very different from the traditional student bar. But that doesn't mean these spaces are disappearing. Instead, they are being reinvented as places where every student is welcome. Song Jae Kong, Westminster Waves.